This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Dr. Nalpandia joining us on the River Islands guest line right now. As all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Dr. Nalpandia, professor of orthopedic surgery at UCSF, and our 95.7 The Game injury health insider. Doc, good morning. I'm just going to get right into it. Your initial reaction when you saw the injury and you saw Steph grabbing the back of his leg the way he did, were you thinking cramps? Were you thinking hamstring? What was going through the doc's mind?
Yeah, I thought initially it might have been cramps, you know, because there wasn't any kind of, you know, like large twist, or was he sprinting and then he kind of pulled up. So I was thinking cramps, but then you see him immediately call for a sub. So that got me a little bit more concerned. And I think when he was grabbing higher up on his leg, that was when I got a little bit more worried, because, you know, the higher up that hamstring injury is, the more it can be a longer recovery. So that was definitely concerning to me when I saw that.
And the fact, Doc, that he was ruled out so quickly, what does that tell you as, you know, if you're Dr. Rick Celebrini or you're one of the trainers? Like, because as a fan, when you see ruled out or not questionable, like, it means, okay, well, like, this is more serious than we thought. Is that kind of how you were gathering that information?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of those things I was hoping that maybe this was just a little bit of a, a little bit of a cramp and they would bring him back out. But the fact that he didn't come back out to the bench, it was a quick diagnosis, is the fact that, hey, this is something that they're a little bit more concerned about. And, they're already starting treatment on, they've got, as much as you can get that treatment in to help this hamstring heal, you're starting it right in the middle of the game. So definitely that a quick diagnosis and not coming back out to the bench made me a little bit more worried.
I've had a couple different strains. I'm not pretending to be Steph Curry, but I always felt like it was a combination of dehydration and overuse. What do you think caused this? What does cause a strain?
Yeah, I think for the vast majority of people, even though we kind of remember, the Olympic sprinter, running and pulling up and grabbing his hamstring, or the soccer player, most of these are due to overuse and fatigue over a period of time. And, as you guys are talking about, the number of games, those nine games in 15 days and then every other day in the playoffs, that leads to a lot of wear and tear on the body. And then eventually what happens is that hamstring just fails. And you see that happen with Curry. There wasn't kind of one step or something that went wrong, or he went up for a layup and landed awkwardly. It was like he shot a three and suddenly he's grabbing his hamstring. So it's that combination of fatigue, dehydration, a lot of explosive activity over a period of time. So all those things seem to lay, the evidence that this was probably something that was building up for a period of time, just from all the intensity the Warriors had to go through to get to this point.
All right. So I guess the question now becomes, it's impossible without seeing whatever the MRI is or getting a feel for him, but where do you think this lands him? We've seen Chris Paul where he just completely comes up gimp and he's out and just done indefinitely because it's toward the end of the playoffs. What's the most optimistic prognosis? What's the most pessimistic prognosis?
Yeah, so I would think, the really, really bad things we were worried about, okay, this is the end of the, even if they make it to the finals, like he wouldn't be able to play. The fact that he got up, he was still running around, walked to the locker room, you've eliminated that kind of grade three complete tear. Like, you just can't do what he did if you've completely torn your hamstring. Now you're wondering, okay, is this maybe a grade one or grade two based on an MRI? Best case scenario would be, this is a grade one. It's just more fatigue. He felt something. They're being super cautious. And you're looking at a week, like most grade ones usually land around a week. Grade twos become a little trickier. Those are kind of the 2 to 3 week long injuries. My gut tells me that based on the fact that Kerr said he's day to day, that he was walking around, this hopefully lands more of a, okay, where in the series are you going to play? It's based on how the team's going. It doesn't necessarily look like this could be, okay, end of the series, and we're hoping that he makes it back for the next round. So best case, couple days. Worst case, maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
Talking to Dr. Nirav Pandya, professor of orthopedic surgery at UCSF and R95.7 The Game Injury Health Insider. And Doc, talking about this hamstring strain. So, we see it all the time in football and baseball, like the time, like what are these guys going to look like when they do come back? So Steph, like, is this something that he's going to have to monitor and deal with when he does come back through the entirety of the playoffs, if they do make a deep run into the finals?
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially given his age, whenever these hamstrings tear, basically what you're depending on to basically get you back quickly is there's some degree of scar tissue that's in there. We know that although scar tissue can sometimes hold an area together, especially if you've got a lot of other muscle around it, that area is more prone to cause pain, to re-injure itself. And if you look at hamstring injuries, the two things you worry about besides getting back on the court is that there's a high rate of re-injury. We see that a lot in football and baseball players. And there's also a rate of injury to other parts of your body. Your hamstrings are so important to helping stabilize your lower leg. So it may not be a hamstring. Are you worried about an ankle or something else? So that's really where the medical staff has to make this decision of, okay, do we push it to get him back, or are we being extra cautious so that we don't get that repeat injury or get something else? And that's where, unfortunately, what happens with, pro athletes is you're looking at how the team's doing and what's the risk of potentially, can we win without him playing, or do we have to take that risk and put him in because we're worried about how the series is going?
So let's say he's feeling 80, 75%. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out there. How does this work? Like, what is it? What do they do? Is there some sort of medication or something he can take on the front end to numb pain? Is this a tolerance thing? Is this a not accelerated thing? Like, what does this look like? Let's say it's game four or game five and they have to get him back. How does this shake down for him?
Yeah, unfortunately with these hamstrings, you don't want to kind of mask pain, and because you are worried more about structural injury, it's one of those things that pain is indicating to you that muscle is getting stressed. So you definitely want to know if the pain's there. It's a hard area to brace. I think the key thing when you're trying to get people back, from hamstring injuries is, number one, in game, are you doing things to prevent that muscle from tightening up? So he's on the exercise bike, you're heating that area up. And then number two is, you may have to change the way you're utilizing them in the game. So, you know, Curry covers so much court, and all that running and constant movement is going to play stress on that hamstring. So Steve Kerr figuring out a way that Curry can get shots, or how he plays, so he doesn't have to have as much movement to get that shot. So these are the little nuances you can do to make sure that hamstring isn't getting stretched. But unfortunately, it's different for a center. You know, Kevon Looney, has a hamstring issue. He's not as mobile and running around, so you can get him back quicker. For Curry, his game's predicated on moving around. So how can Steve Kerr change the offense and have different lineup combinations so maybe he doesn't have to run around as much and can just shoot threes like a spot-up shooter and not have to worry about creating his own shot?
So you obviously, you know sports in and out. You love sports, and I know you coach and everything. And obviously you have the doctor, the medical background. And just as someone casually watching this but is pretty locked in, what is your perception of just the league and what they do with the players in terms of the schedule and the every other day and the big stretch down the stretch? Are you surprised this doesn't happen more often, I guess, is the question, even though these are world-class athletes?
Yeah, I totally agree, Joe. I think I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. And I know that we talk about load management and all these other things. 82 games is way too many games, particularly in the condensed way that they play. So if the NBA wants to play 82 games, they should extend the season out and have more days of rest. We know that the more minutes you play, the older you are, you're more likely to get these injuries. And you see players like, Dame Lillard tearing his Achilles. You see all these big soft tissue injuries. It's just a lot of minutes and a lot of games, mashed together. And I think if the league wants to not have Steph Curry get injured, which is, a huge moneymaker for them, they have to extend things out. And in the playoffs, do you really need to be playing every other game? Could you have 2 days off? Because it's good for the players, it's good for the teams, it's good for the fans. So I think they definitely need to look at how are we structuring the season so that our top players are out there and not getting hurt.
Hey, Doc, great stuff, man. We really appreciate the time this morning, and good luck in the future. And hopefully we don't have you on again. I hate saying that, but it means usually it's the bearer of bad news. But hey, Doc, we really appreciate the time as always, man. And
thanks, Doc.
Have a good rest of your morning.
Yeah, no problem. You too, guys. Thanks.
There he goes. That is Dr. Nirav Pandya, professor of orthopedic surgery at UCSF. 95.7 The Game Injury Health Insider. Doc is the best in the business. He is tapped in on all things injuries. He's a great follow on Twitter. Big Warriors fan, big Bay Area fan. So if you're not following him, you better go ahead and do that. We got a lot of calls I want to get to after this.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.